Senator Bert Stedman from Sitka put forward Senate Bill 192 late last week as an alternative to the current oil tax regime put in place with last year's passage of Senate Bill 21. Stedman spoke to his proposal during a speech Friday on the floor of the Senate. He says the gross value of the oil produced on the North Slope next year is estimated to be about $19 billion. Stedman claims that when royalties, transportation costs, and capital and operating costs are accounted for, that leaves about $7.8 billion to split between the state of Alaska, the federal government, and the producers. Stedman says the state's take under SB 21 will be about $2.7 billion.
So we start with 2.7. We take out almost $1 billion in credits. We get $1.75 billion, and then we take out a few more credits. We're down $1.5 billion for a total of about $1.2 billion in credits on the North Slope. There's another probably 200 and some odd million in credits coming out of other areas other than the North Slope. So we're really looking at about a $1.4 billion credit impact on the Treasury, which is substantial. Under the old tax regime, it would have been about $1 billion.
Stedman claims that once all the tax credits are included, SB 21 leaves the state with a net production tax of just over 19%, which he says is low compared to other jurisdictions.
We're precipitously under North Dakota by about $1.4 billion if we had the tax regime in North Dakota in Alaska today, under in comparison with 21. It's about $1.4 billion spread. So our government take numbers, all in, royalties, property tax, income tax, all the other good stuff that we get. Our government take numbers on a comparative level around the world under 21, in my opinion, is too low, and that's one of the fundamental problems. To be competitive, we should not be in the high 50s, which is too low. To stay competitive, we should be in the high 60s. There's the tipping point, and it's not a numeric that can be calculated precisely. It's a range.
Stedman claims his bill, SB 192, would make some tweaks to the current oil tax regime. The bill would keep the base oil tax rate at 35%, but would adjust the per-barrel credit for the legacy fields in Alaska, which includes Prudhoe Bay. Stedman says the bill would basically cut the credit per barrel in half.
So that would bring us, instead of being $1.4 billion away out of North Dakota, under North Dakota, we'd only be $900 million, roughly, under North Dakota.
Another aspect of Stedman's bill is to adjust the minimum tax the oil producers pay from a mere 4% up to 15%. He believes these changes would result in Alaska's tax system being much more competitive compared to the tax systems in place in other jurisdictions. Stedman is hoping his tweaks to the current system are approved because he says there are a lot of risks if the voters choose to repeal Senate Bill 21 in August. However, he says there's also risk if ballot measure 1 is turned down by the voters.
This proposal would put the state in a position to basically split that difference, take a lot of the risk out of both ends of the issue, and allow us to move forward still in a competitive position against our competitors, and still allow us to access the oil that's outside of the infrastructure that's built, because this bill does nothing to target those areas. So you still get your additional credit increases that you would have under today. So it really targets the legacy fields. It targets Prudhoe and Kuparuk. It targets stability within the tax structure. And we need to, as a state, be in a position where we're aligned with the industry in our oil basin, in our tax structure. We weren't aligned under ACES. I didn't vote for ACES. I don't support a return to ACES, maybe forced to temporarily. But I also don't support the flip side of the coin, where the stability just goes from one end of the scale to the other. It makes it very difficult for the state to move forward.
Senate Bill 192 has been referred to the Senate Resources Committee. So far, no hearings on the bill have been scheduled. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.